You know what I miss? I miss the good kind of pain and fear. The kind that overwhelms me enough to take me out of my head, to teach me something new about myself. The kind that means that I'm safe enough for catharsis. Do you remember the first time we met? The first time that I broke for you? I was elated to find someone twisted the same way I am, a true gentleman sadist. I've met a few over the years, but they're rare creatures. You had me really pleading a little because I wanted to obey. I could feel you present with me. I knew for certain that I had your full attention. And I felt that urgency deep in my gut to show you I was doing as I was told. It's a type of clarity. I know so certainly that the only thing I want is harder, please. Because you told me that's what I am to say. And so there's no other response I can give without risking disobedience. And I know in every fiber that I don't want to disobey because it can get worse. It can always get worse. Oh, damn, it felt so good to have someone meet me on the fucking field. You tied me to the bed, spread-eagled, and hurt me in so many ways. Exploring the sounds, the stimuli. You have the drive and the subtlety to take apart each piece. You made me laugh, and laughed readily, too. You listened so well, and didn't budge at all. You understood rhythm and patterns, and how to layer sensation without numbing me out or making me black out. And applied scientific fervor to each of your beloved toys. You liked my faces, and my quips, and my begging, and my resistance, and my wantonness. Your hands felt so good on my body. Your clothed thighs straddling my naked back. And when I did get your praise, it was delicious. Lying spread like that, face down on the mattress, you gave me steady, fast, and vicious strokes so that by struggling in my bonds, I could distribute them around a small surface area but never fully escape. You pushed me hard enough, hitching my hips up over your knee and thrashing me brutally with a thick wooden paddle. It was that real tough kind of dull, sick hurt. The gutting wild fear, and I felt safe enough to growl over your knee, to get angry at the pain, to actively resist, hit that place where I really am encountering helplessness and suffering with fury and struggle and effort. You made me do math problems and play rigged games, follow impossible rules, just the way I like it. A paddle with a smooth side and a ridged side, making me guess each time which was landing. Get beat, either way. You whipped me with a vicious yellow plastic birch, and then you requested lotion to worsen the sting. I was so scared of how it was going to feel on the lotioned skin that I balked. I dug in my heels. But you just took a red cane with squared edges and started laying them into me. And then you laid one hard on my thigh, and I knew I didn't want another one like that. I could have taken one more, and I could have taken two, but I didn't want to take three. So I decided not to put myself through one and two. I muttered directions to the lotion and you thanked me, infuriatingly chipper. God, such an asshole. And there was a paint stirrer, a wooden paint stirrer that was so damn perfect. It left me limp and moaning with my ass pushed as high as I could. And this fist-sized steel ball on a stick that shook my whole frame like a deep tissue massage, slamming into the thickest muscles in my ass and thighs. You know I love the thud. And then you decided to finish me off with set after set of 45 cane strokes apiece. Every cane you'd brought, each a different thickness. 45. Counting and very complicated line repetitions. Difficult enough that I had to start over at least twice. And then I made several more errors. I was truly giving it my best effort, but during the last set, it was the squared red one with the biting edges again. I was losing stamina and making more and more mistakes. So you helped me. You let it slide when I miscounted 32 as 23 because the numbers were swimming around in my head. When I missed a word or conjugated a verb wrong that you would have sternly corrected in the first round, but you let it go. One time I accidentally repeated a phrase from the one before the current one. I had forgotten entirely that you'd changed it. And you decided not to call me on that one either. I was so out of it that I didn't even realize I'd erred until you gently gave me the current one again for the next stroke. And then I was so grateful. Afterwards, you rubbed my back and ass while I sobbed and gave me sweet words. I was aching and bruised, which is quite a feat these days after my years of dedicated masochism. Though, I imagine, after my long quarantine, I'll bruise easier again when I'm finally allowed to. I think you're gonna like being able to leave even worse marks on me when it's finally safe again to break.